Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Twisted Hills by Ralph Cotton, narrated by George Guidel. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Badlands, Arizona Territory. Under a blazing desert sun, Arizona Ranger Sam Burrock slid two warm and spent cartridge shells from his bone-handled Colt and replaced them with fresh rounds from his gun belt. A thin sliver of smoke still curled in the gun cylinder. He closed the Colt's loading gate and held the gun upright as he looked all around the rocky, desolate desert floor. A mile out, trail dust rose and drifted across a stretch of flatlands reaching toward the border. "Looks like your pal Prez Kelso decided it's time to clear out of here," he said down to the wounded outlaw lying beneath the sole of his left boot.
"Preston Kelso was never my pal, Ranger," the wounded man, Curtis Rudabell, replied in a pained and halting voice. "I only rode with him this one time. He's a son of a bitch."
So it was Prez Kelso. Sam ascertained to himself that was what he'd wanted to know. Looking at the outlaw's bloody chest, realizing Rudabell wasn't going anywhere, the ranger lifted his boot off his shoulder. He stooped down beside him, picked up the smoking revolver sitting at Rudabell's side, and held it in his free hand. He picked up a tobacco pouch made from a bull's scrotum with Rudabell's initials carved on it. He tipped up the brim of his pearl-gray sombrero and took a long breath. 20 yards off lay the horse Rudabell had ridden to death.
"Feel free to take anything of mine you might need," Rudabell said with bitter sarcasm.
"Obliged," Sam said, his own sarcasm more veiled. As he spoke, he shoved the tobacco pouch behind his gun belt. He felt a few coins down inside the bag mixed with some chopped tobacco.
"Sons of Mother Nancy, I'm left for dead," Rudabell muttered under his failing breath. "Blast Kelso's eyes."
"I could have told you he's a runner," Sam said. Rudabell clutched his bleeding chest.
"Yeah, but you didn't tell me, did you?"
the outlaw said bitterly, his voice weakening as he spoke. He stared at his gun in the ranger's hand.
"Tell the truth. I nearly got you, didn't I, Ranger?"
"To tell the truth, Curtis," the ranger said quietly, "no, you didn't. Fact is, you didn't even come close." He looked all around again, feeling the scalding heat of the sun pressing hard on his shoulders, through his shirt, his riding duster. "Can I get you something? Some water?" he asked. Rudabell gave him a sour look.
"Got any whiskey?" he asked.
"Not a drop," Sam said.
"That figures," said the dying outlaw.
He reflected for a second, then said,
"You reckon there'll be whiskey aplenty in hell?"
"Never gave it much thought, Curtis," the ranger said. "Seems like a tough place to go drinking." He stayed patient.
"I bet I've drank in worse," Rudabell commented.
"Where's Press headed in Old Mex?" the ranger asked. He knew the odds were long on the outlaw telling him anything, but it was worth a try.
"He's headed to Coldwater, Ranger,"
Rudabell offered without hesitation.
"Agua Fria," the ranger said.
"Yeah, that's right. Agua Fria," said Rudabell.
He gave a deep, wheezing chuckle, his teeth smeared red with blood.
"I hope you bust out and follow him there."
"I intend to," Sam said, wanting to get as much information as he could from Rudabell before he died. "Why do you hope I follow him there?" Rudabell didn't answer, his eyes drifting shut. Sam shook the outlaw by his shoulder.
"You'll see,"
said Rudabell, his eyes managing to reopen and focus on the ranger.
"My kind of people have taken over Agua Fria."
He gave a waning grin, his eyes closed again.
"Ranger, guess what?"
he whispered. He managed to grip Sam's forearm as if to hold on and keep from sliding off the edge of the earth.
"What?"
the ranger replied, letting him hold on, feeling his grip diminish.